We just had the vision of singing for you all, but it did not go as well as we had
planned. Because it's our holiday podcast.
It's our holiday podcast.
Who doesn't love a holiday podcast?
We are actually going to do this podcast and then open our Christmas presents from each other, because that's the kind of girls we are.
Yeah. Oh, and you should know that there's a beautiful Christmas tree in front of us. It's like, actually, it's my like little baby Christmas tree.
It's so beautiful, though.
It's such a little cute baby tree.
So great. It's just so great to be able to do this podcast before the holiday season, because we are doing this podcast on probably one of our favorite topics, which is magic, inspiration, and miracles.
It's all I want to do all the time.
It's all we want to talk about. It's all we want to feel. It's all we want to be.
It's all we are.
It's all we are. That's actually what we wanted to talk about. That we are so conditioned to look around us and say, what isn't working? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with us? It's even so dangerous when we make our New Year's resolutions, because we're so busy thinking of everything about ourselves that is not good, that needs to be improved upon. And so everything that we decide, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to do more of this, or I'm going to be more of this, it's like we're setting the intentions from the perspective that we need improvement, that we are flawed, that we are defective, that we are not enough, and that we need to somehow improve and make ourselves better. And it just feels to me that if we are manifesting from that perspective, then we are setting ourselves up for more failure. And positive psychology says that long-term, in a sustainable way, it's actually impossible to motivate to a negative goal. So when we give ourselves goals that are based on where we are now is not good, and we need to get better, that we are actually setting ourselves up for more manifestation of what isn't good.
Well, it's so funny. I told you that there's this teacher named Carolyn Elliott, who I was listening to an interview with her the other day, and she was talking about getting out of the vibration of scarcity, and that she had struggled with money for a long time, and that in her like redeeming shadow work, like in doing work, she realized that for so long she was in a place of self-pity and victimization because she was poor, right? So in this, I'm poor, I'm not making enough money, the vibration stays low and stays very self-critical, right?
That's right.
And she said she had to learn how to love where she was at. Like, literally love her poverty. Like, make a party out of it. Like, woohoo, I'm sleeping on my friend's couch. Yay! And she's like, and I committed to loving it. And I loved it for about 3 months. And then the love vibration was so big, it basically turned the tide.
Yeah.
And she started making money and the flow started changing. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And isn't it interesting to think in like going into the new year, as opposed to being in the self-critical place where we're looking at all the things in our life that we think aren't going right, like truly committing to loving what is with a fierce passion actually transmutes what is, because it raises the vibration.
Exactly right. I mean, doesn't it feel like our ego wants to tell us that if we start loving what is, it's a betrayal to what will be?
But it isn't.
It's the absolute opposite.
It's absolutely the opposite. When I was manifesting a new car, I remember that I really focused on loving my car that wasn't my optimal car, that like where the paint was chipping off and like the locks didn't all the way work all the time, like but my driver's side door stopped opening. But I so fiercely committed to loving that car while I was also loving the brand new cherry red Prius that was on its way to me. And I do think it was about 3 months before it actually showed up. But what changed was a fierce commitment to loving and being grateful for the right now. And it was so interesting, like last night when we were talking, we all know what it feels like to be in the zone of magic and miracles. We've all felt it, like whether it's been at a great audition or a great performance or in a love, like a great first date where you're like, oh my God, it rained and we ran through the sprinklers and
time
you know,
stopped.
Yeah, exactly. All those things. And, so we know life can feel magic. We know life can feel transcendent, but often when people get into a zone where life feels very unmagical, where it feels like dry and arid desert, we feel like, what happened? Like, where did inspiration go? Where did magic go? Where did miracles go? And what we were talking about last night and kind of like our way into this talk was, when we commit to being the vessel or the hand through which miracles come into the world, and we say, me, I will be the one, as opposed to waiting for life to give us miracles, yes, and inspiration and magic, we become the zone through which that gets to come into the world.
Yes, because how often, and those of people who are listening that are writers, for yes, example, how often are you sitting there staring at your computer saying, inspiration come to me? Like, from somewhere outside of myself, let the thing to write come. But what if that's actually just the ego distracting us? Because everything, as we know, is an inner game. Everything comes from the inside out. Everything we have ever done, everything we have ever accomplished, everything we have ever been has come from the inner knowing that all of us at some point when we were little kids felt this freedom to just express ourselves. And if you've ever spent time with a toddler, it's like, mine, I'm doing this now. I don't care about anything but like this desire that I have. And at some point we decided that wasn't polite and that wasn't appropriate and how dare I ask for what I want and how dare I be what I want to be. And it's almost like we have been so trained and conditioned to think that everything we need is outside of ourselves. We think the inspiration is outside of ourselves, and we sit and we ask the universe and we set intentions, please bring this to me, please let me be this, please
change my life.
When what if no one is coming?
Yeah.
And what if, rather than being disappointed by that, what if that can be the most empowering conversation we can ever have? That what if we were sent as the answer to our own question?
That's exactly right. It's like when I'm working with a client who maybe wants to change their love relationships, it's like, if you take 100% responsibility for being the vehicle, the vessel through which love comes into the world, right? So as opposed to like looking for it to come to you, but like how often can I give love? Like the universe then can't not give that back to you.
Yes.
Right? So the universe will always mirror back whatever's going on in our inner world. So if we say, I will be the space through which magic and miracles and inspiration comes to the world, now the universe must echo back that vibration to us, and all of a sudden we see that we live a very magic life.
Yeah, so instead of asking, can you deliver me a miracle? Mm-hmm. Can you help me feel inspired? What if what we ask is, how can I today be the inspiration?
That's right.
How can I today be the answer to the question? How can I today be the miracle? And imagine if we walked into an audition that way. Imagine if rather than walking in and saying to the casting director, like, please give me the miracle of this booking or this job, what if we walked in and was just in our knowing of like, I am a miracle to this casting director right now.
That's right.
What would happen? Who knows? And it may mean that you get the job and it may mean that you don't, but you will walk out of the room having been the miracle that you intended to be.
I remember being at Agape and hearing Michael Beckwith talk, and he said this amazing quote, and I literally like jumped up and I was like, oh, like I felt like it was just for me. And he said, the world doesn't have it for you. You have it for the world.
Mm.
So like, stop looking for the world, like that we run around and are like, want this or this or this or that from the world. It's like, that's not the game we're playing here.
Yeah.
It's like, we came to be the answer for what the world needs.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. There's even like theories that in cosmic consciousness, there is a desire for something, and that the reason that you are born is you are the answer,
yes,
to something that is desired in cosmic consciousness that could only come through you, which is why you came with your gifts and your talents,
yes,
is the world needs what's inside of you, which is why like you came forth as an answer to that call.
And it is the universe working with the least resistance and the most ease to use you for the job that you were put here to do.
That's
right. Because if we aren't offering it, if we aren't being it, then all of a sudden it's like, well, someone else has to be born and then they have to grow up and then this has to happen. It's like, what is the path of the least resistance possible is just saying, show me.
Show me.
Show me what I'm here to do. Show me who I'm here to be. Show me how I get to do it today. And just opening our perspective. It's like the Course in Miracles says that a miracle is always just the shift in perspective. That what if instead of trying to look around the world and seeing what's wrong with our life, what's wrong with our agent, what's wrong with our weight, what's wrong with whatever, why can't we just start focusing on how is exactly what is happening for me in this moment? Nothing is happening to me. It is all happening for me. And if I can start to train myself to see every pound, every quote unquote bad audition, every experience as an opportunity to be the miracle through that situation, then what kind of fortitude and strength do I then have? And I like to think of that as like us becoming the magic of the universe.
That's right.
And I feel like when we become the magic of the universe, we become the dominant hand of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if anyone listening was going to just pick up their phone right now or pick up their toothbrush right now, you would pick it up without thinking with your dominant hand. And there's a reason for that. It's practiced. It's going to be the road of least resistance. It's going to be the easiest thing for you to do. So you don't even think about it. That hand is just going to do it, even without conscious thought. And so what would happen if every time the universe needed a miracle, needed magic, needed inspiration, you were just the dominant hand?
Yes. And I feel like we are always going to feel like we are being withheld from when we are withholding from the universe.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
So if we aren't fully 100% committing to be the space through which love, creativity, joy, abundance comes into the world, then we will automatically feel a lack of those things in our life.
100%. So, I've felt that. I've seen that. Yeah. I've known times in my life where I was just thinking about this moment the other day when I was applying for my green card and I got denied the first time. And I was so in a place of, it's not fair, and I did everything right, and I spent all the money, and how could the universe do this to me? I set all the intentions, and I'm such a good person, and why me? And it was such that victim state of consciousness. And it took me a little bit, but in the end, I started being able to say, who do I get to be in this situation? And who I decided I got to be in the situation was the person who, in the face of no way and no how, I am the trailblazer that figures out a way, you know, that I remember that that was the year that I wrote my book and I joined a theater company in New York and I met all these great people and I had all of these amazing experiences that could have never come through had everything just gone the way I wanted it to.
Right.
But I also got to be the inspiration miracle for so many people who were in their own consciousness of, but what happens when life's not fair? It's almost like we all have quote unquote limits. So me not having a green card and being able to go to auditions was my limit. But maybe a mom of three kids who really wants to be an artist and they can't get to auditions either, that's their limit.
Mm.
So when we can start to become the space to say to the world, yeah, I'm in limits too, quote unquote, but look what I'm doing. Look what I can do. Look how I can transcend that. Then doesn't that raise the inspiration and vibration for everyone?
That is so awesome. And it makes me think so much about like us as magicians.
Mm.
So you were a magician in that situation. You took something that looked like lack, that looked like not enough, and with your perception and intention, shifted it into a blessing,
mm-hmm.
which is like what I think all of us are here as artists to do, right? And so if we can look at our life and look at something that we want to say is maybe a problematic situation and say, ooh, how does magic want to come through me to transmute this into something else?
Because isn't it always the miracle when you're thinking, I really want this, I have no idea how,
mm-hmm.
and then it shows you?
It shows you.
But it can only show you when you show it what you're made of.
That's right. And you have to be available.
That's
like,
right.
You didn't know it was going to be the book and the theater company. You didn't know all of that. You just said, I am available to be a trailblazer.
I have all this time on my hands.
Yeah.
How are we going to fill it?
Yeah, show me.
Show me.
Now show
me.
And
there's this great quote by Parker J. Palmer that says, before I can tell my life what I want to do with it, I must listen to my life telling me who I am. And I think that sometimes it'll feel like lack. It'll feel like the inspiration and the miracles and the magic isn't there. But it's really only to reveal to us how we are not being that space.
We haven't come with the eyes of magic to it.
Yeah.
We get to bring miracle consciousness, and then that miracle consciousness changes it into a miracle.
That's right. Because when we start showing up from the inside out as the miracle we want to see in the world, mm-hmm. as the inspiration, as the magic and the love and the light, then the world cannot help but reflect it. Because in the post-Einstein world, we know that energy is 99.99999% of everything. And so if we, on an energetic vibration, can say, I don't care what the outer world looks like, I am a miracle. And I can be a miracle in any circumstance. I remember my favorite acting moment to date was I was on stage and everything was wrong. None of the tech was working. The lights weren't working. We dropped like 40 pages of the script. It was like the biggest disaster in the history of like anyone doing a play. Like the play would have closed and been like, never see that play. Everything went wrong. And I had this moment where I was on stage and I had no tech, no lights, no script, no words. I had myself. And I remember having this beautiful moment where I just stood on stage and went, and it's okay. And I can hold this space and I can just be here and I don't even have to panic about it. And, you know, I found my way through. We did some improv. I ended up having some funny things come out of that level of presence. And what I got to walk away with was the knowing that I don't need anything outside of me to make me a great artist.
That's right.
That I can be a great artist if you put me on a stage in a paper bag. And that miracle of knowing that everything I need is always from the inside out, it means that I can now walk onto any set, any circumstance, any relationship, and know that I've got this.
You've got this. It's so funny. I have a very like similar story in that I'm like, the year was 2005, and we were doing our very first production of Rock of Ages, but like in Los Angeles at a nightclub that was not a theater, and it was our first full-length production, and we had great people in it, like Chris Hardwick and Laura Bell Bundy and Kyle Gass, like all these people, and I was in the middle of reading Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. This is before Oprah found it for her book club. It literally came to me because I was like in rehearsal and realizing, like, I started to like notice things in myself and being like, I think I need to work on my ego. I don't know where this thought came from in my head, but I think I need to work on my ego. And I went to the bookstore and I found this. I didn't know who Eckhart Tolle was, and it was just A New Earth, and like, and no one had talked about it, and I just like was lucky enough to come upon it. And it was all about being present, being in this moment. So then we go into rehearsal and everything wrong happens. So, I mean, like, as we're in tech, the power in this nightclub keeps shutting down. So we're recording lighting cues. Then the power would shut down and they would all be erased. Or a dancer would have to go to the emergency room.
Wow.
Or the prop guy, like, slammed the prop truck into a telephone pole. Like, all these things. My stage managers quit on me. Like, everything that could go wrong absolutely did. But because I was reading Eckhart at the time, I was actually listening to it because I like his voice. It was teaching me how to be present, right? So it was like, don't make a story about what's happening. Deal with what's actually going on in this now moment. And in this now moment, so if I wasn't living in the past and I wasn't living in the future, and it was the very first time I ever practiced that in a practical application way, and it transformed me. Because I was like, oh, there really isn't ever any problems in the now moment without something to do. And if I stay in an undefended place where I'm open, and I just could not believe the amount of peace that I felt inside chaos. And it was just just this huge like shift for me in, oh, no matter what's happening, I can be the peace and I can bring the peace. Right? So this kind of conversation about magic, inspiration, and miracles is, how can we commit to bringing that to the world? Or whatever it is that we want to bring into our life.
Yes.
It can be anything. So if you want more abundance in your life, commit to bringing abundance to others.
Yes.
How can you show up as abundance?
Yes.
Right?
How can you be the example of someone else being like, wow, this world is so abundant because of my interaction with that person?
That's exactly right.
And I love what you said about the undefended place, because love doesn't need to defend itself. Peace doesn't need to defend itself. A miracle doesn't need protection. You know, it's like we get into the moments of chaos or the moments that feel like lack or the moments that feel scary, and we start to panic and think that we need to protect ourselves, that we need to make the stimulus stop. But really, if we are being the space of the miracle, then we can just sit back from the moment and say, I'm actually okay. And everything will be okay. And as the next moment comes, it will be okay. And the next one will be okay. And isn't that being the space of the miracle?
That is being the space of the
and
miracle.
And all we have to do is learn how to deeply trust ourselves, that our ego thinks we need to be so protected and kept safe. And it's not true.
It's the biggest lie.
We are so capable. We can handle it. We were actually put here because we are the expert at handling mm-hmm. it. Life would never give us the situation, no matter how hard it is, if we were not the expert of being the miracle through that situation.
It's so interesting that protection is really, like, it's kind of like our healthy boundaries talk last week. It's protection is actually the wall that keeps things out.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that we have everything inside of us to deal with whatever is handed to us, then we can be the calmness that enters and then transmutes the chaos into calm.
And isn't the biggest miracle of all when you come through a situation that you had no idea how it was going to happen, how you were going to come through it, and you sit on the other side of it and you say, that was a miracle. But the miracle was you. The miracle was who you were through the situation. And it doesn't mean handling everything perfectly. Mm-hmm. It just means knowing that you can handle it.
That's right. We were talking last night about, like, coming to the world and being like, you're welcome. I'm here.
I'm here. You're welcome.
You're welcome. It's so funny, you know.
I love that.
The holidays are coming up, and can't help but think about Jesus a little bit because,
right.
you know, I like some sexy Jesus in the world.
It's all in the Christmas stories.
But, like, if we think of it as this metaphor of this idea of a human who came to offer salvation, I like to think about that we all are actually here to be that vehicle, to be that space, to be that presence, right? That we, like, I think of invoking Christ consciousness as the same as invoking miracle consciousness or magic consciousness. It's really the consciousness that turns something from one thing into another, and that we all have the ability to do that. There's this quote that I love. I was like, since we're talking about magic. J.K. Rowling, who says, we do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all of the power we need inside ourselves already. As if magic is something that's outside of us.
Like, that's right.
Because magic is within.
That's right.
And by being artists, we are the magicians, we are the alchemists, we are the healers, we are the things. We have the space and we have the power to change any situation by the consciousness that we bring to it.
Because isn't the thing that makes being an artist feel the best is that we constantly live in such a state of empathy. We're constantly looking at a story or a character and saying, how can I understand it? How can I relate to that? How can I have compassion for that, no matter what the situation? So when you as an artist, as an actor, pick up a script and maybe it's playing someone who is deep in their shadow or has done really difficult things, but as an artist, your job is to look at it and say, how can I have compassion and understand this so I can embody it? And so isn't that us being a magician, that we have this developed tool for being storytellers of empathy? And isn't that what the world needs so, so much? And that our only job in terms of becoming the miracle, because we already are the miracle, is just deciding I am the solution, not the problem.
It's a decision.
It's a decision.
It's like that. It's like magic can be invoked by one decision.
One thought away.
What's one thought away? And you leave your apartment and you say, today, magic comes through me into the world. Now I'm ready.
Yeah. Today, I am the miracle. Mm-hmm. I feel so excited for every person who gets to cross my path
that's
today.
Right. And I can't wait to see how magic comes through me today. I don't even know. I don't even know who I'm going to see or who I'm going to meet or what's going to happen. But I know that magic is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Osho quote that says, be, don't try to become.
Yes.
The minute we try to become, we're already putting ourselves in the lack mentality that we aren't it yet. It's like, let's not make any New Year's resolutions this year. Let's make New Year's brag lists.
Ooh,
you know, let's
high
be
five.
Like, this is who I am, and this is how I rocked 2016, and I can't even wait to see what 2017 is going to be.
This is who I'm being.
This is who I am being.
Ugh.
Oh, how much fun
I think
to
we,
just be.
It's the most fun.
It's the most fun. I love being with you.
I love being with you. I love
really
the magic
do.
That you are.
I love the magic that you are. And I think that that's why it feels so good to do it in community. As we always say in Create, it is just so easy to get into the Maya, the illusion of everything that we are not. But when you sit and look in the eyes of someone who loves you, you cannot tell that dumb story anymore because it seems so obvious that it's not true.
Right, the illusion falls away so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all we're here to do.
This is, yeah.
So here's, here's your project for the next couple of weeks, because we are taking a little Create hiatus. We are going to be back teaching Create on January the 8th. So we are taking a little break through the holiday season, but let's face it, you're probably going to get a surprise little podcast in there.
I love a surprise podcast.
Surprise podcast. But in the meantime, from now through your holiday season, won't it be an amazing thing to practice with your families, with your holidays, whatever they look like, asking every single day, how am I going to be the miracle today? How am I going to be the miracle for my family? How is everyone who interacts with me over the holidays, whether it's the busy person shopping, whether it's the person who has to work on Christmas Day at the gas station, whether it's your family that you just don't want to have that conversation with, that they want to talk about, whatever it is, how can you say, oh, here is the opportunity for me to be the miracle again? How lucky. How lucky for me and how lucky for them.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And what a really great Christmas gift that you're going to get to give to every single person that you meet.
Enjoy your holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much for being with us this year. This is our wrap-up 2016 podcast.
I know. Season one.
Season one.
This year has been a miracle.
This year has been a miracle. Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to beautiful Kristen Hinge. For being such a miracle in my life. I want to thank you so much for all of the gifts that you give me every day, the gifts of your loving texts, the gifts of our fun workouts, the gifts of our beautiful happy hours, and traveling the world with you and getting to every single week have these talks with you and have these things show up in my life because I have such a beautiful partner who will hold the space with me. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you so dearly. And I feel like the most blessed girl in the whole world that I just get to listen to you teach. I just love to like fangirl out on you and like hear what wonderful things are coming through you. And I love the loving space that you are. I love how you love others. I love how cute you look in a dress.
Uh-huh.
and just, I have just had such huge admiration of you this year and your bravery and your courage. In your openness, in your ability to walk through fire and to commit to really being that space where the unknown can come through you. Like the definition of show me is what I've seen through you this year.
Thank you.
And I just feel like the luckiest girl.
The luckiest girls.
The luckiest girl.
We also want to thank, of course, Michelle and Candy,
our producers,
who are incredible producers. We could not have had this podcast without them. This was their vision, and they brought this to life, and we love them so much. We want to thank some of our guests that have been with us this year. We've had Shannon Hamm, we've had Tony LePage, so we have so many more fun things in store.
Oh, we're going to have so many fun guests in the new year.
So much fun.
I want to give a shout out to the sweetest Jen Rudolph. Owns the Actors Green Room, where we teach every week, and has been just such a wonderful supportive space and believing in us strange hippie girls what we do.
That's it. And we want to thank, lastly, all of you for listening. Thank you for being our community. Thank you for inspiring us, and thank you for being a space through which we can live our dreams and that we get to feel like we get to be miracles in the world. Thank you. Happy holidays. And we love you so much.
And you know what would be really fun and juicy?
Ooh.
If you dare take on the mission of being the miracle in the world, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
So get on the Create a Community page and tell us about your miracles. Tell us about being the vessel of the miracle and what you got to see come through. I love magic so much, and I love getting to watch and feel it all around us.
And be the inspiration for the rest of us. So you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at the Create Play Group, or Create Community Facebook page. We love you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Happy holidays. If you want to know about the Create Workshop Series, you can go to
www.thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to know more about us, you can go to kristenhenge.com or
natalieroy.com.
And if you want to come to Create, you can go to
the Actors Green Room in New York City. And it is Sunday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And their website is www.theactorsgreenroom.com. And you can buy Create on demand if you don't live in New York City.
Woohoo!